Tzitzis. Come to tell me, what else does a davka from Tzemer Pishtim? Tzitzis. The only mechuyev and tzitzis midiraisa if the beggar, the material is made out of either wool or flax. Lasir tzitzis, Fatimor, tzitzis bediksiv. Tzitzis, the Torah says, beferish. You only have a chiv if the beggar is made out of wool or flax. But Pasuk says, loy silva shatnis. Torah says, don't wear klayim. Tzemer Pishtim yachtav. Don't wear wool and flax together. Ksiv, the next Pasuk says, kedilim tasalachor. You should make tzitzis on it. Zuhur, what are the Torah saying put tzitzis on what type of a beggar? The same beggar, the Torah says, that could be shy a klayim, the Torah says put tzitzis. So klo, tzitzis is only negeya to tzemer or pishtim. So what's the chiddush to say that tzitzis is only by wool or by flax? So the Gemara name, sakudata chamina kederava. I can have a half a minute like Rava says. The Rava Rami, famous Rava, Rava asked the spira in the pashas of tzitzis. Ksiv, one pasuk says, ha knaf. It says, put on tzitzis on the knaf. On the corner, and we dash in min kanaf. What type of material should the tzitzis itself, the strings itself, be made out of? It should be made out of the same type of material the corner is made out of. So, zmashma, any type of material it's made out of, the tzitzis should be made with the same type of material. Uksiv, another pasuk says, semro pishtim yachtav. It says by klayim and abilum tasaloch, that what do you make tzitzis from? Only material that shayach is the klayim. What klayim? Only tzemer pishtim, zchor tzistira. Here it's mashmi, you only have a chiv to put tzitzis on a beged that's made from wool or from flax. And the other pasuk says, ha knaf, min ha knaf, means make the tzitzis, the strings, from any material that the corner is made from, a tzistira. Ha ketzad, answered Rava like this. Tzemer pishtim, if the beged, or else the tzitzis itself, is made out of wool and flax, poitrim, you can put it into any type of a beged. Vein b'minim, vein shlo b'minim. As even if the beged is made out of cotton, like we do, amol you have a cotton beged, you're allowed to put the tzitzis, the strings, made out of wool. It's not called a knaf, it's not called min knaf. The corner is made out of cotton. And your tzitzis now, the strings you're putting into this beged, is made out of wool. It's not called min knaf, because the apostle that says, Tamru Pishtim, if you're using flax or wool to make the tzitzis from, then no matter what type of material the beged is, you're allowed to put tzitzis, woolen tzitzis, into cotton beged. Mashenkin, sharminim, if you want to make the tzitzis out of other material, not made out of wool, if you want to make the tzitzis itself made out of cotton, then davka bimina poitrin. If you only use cotton strings in a cotton beged. Mashenkin, shleibiminim, if you want to use a cotton string to put into a canvas beged, ain't poitrim, it doesn't help. That's Rava's drosha. So according to Rava Klaw, any type of a beged that has four corners to it is mechuyev and tzitzis midiraisa. Either Torah says samra pishtim, that's a chiddush. So when you want to use woolen strings, you could use it into any material you want. Any beged, you could put the woolen strings in. But when you want to use other material, you want to use cotton strings, then you can only put it into a cotton beged. That's Rava's drosha. So Rav Nachman is saying, I would think maybe the loch is like Rava, that any other beggar is also mechuyev and tzitzis. Kamash malon, like Rav Nachman is saying, no, kamash malon, not like Rava. That af kol asui tzitzis, that even in the pasture of tzitzis, you only mechuyev midraisa that put tzitzis on a beggar where it's made out of wool or flax. But shar begodim only as a chiyev midrabonin, not midraisa. So Rashi lasui tzitzis. I would not think to learn out smuchim tzitzis from klayim. Lemeima, the teacher, tell me the talis semro pishtim tasa tzitzis. Only if the beggar is made out of wool, then put on tzitzis. For learn the shat talis. And not a cotton beggar. Elo le'inyan tzitzis tidrushay. But maybe I think, no, darshan like Rava's darshaning is going on the tzitzis, on the strings itself. Kedilam taslucho mitzemo pishtin. That means you're allowed to make the strings out of wool or by flax. V'loy mishar minin kudoros da Rava. And sometimes you can't make the strings out of shar material. How does that come out? V'aksiv ha-knaf min knaf. Da'ay knaf kwa yisayus nekshu posaku. So aksiv ha-kanfe bigdayim. You have to put tzitzis on the corner of the begodim. V'hevel elamichta v'nosnu ala tzitzis p'sut chelis. So as you said, v'nosnu ala tzitzis. What does that say, akanfe al knaf for? Is a drosha min knaf. Min atalis yat tzitzis. the strings itself could be from the same type of material that the beged is made from. Dochi mashma, tzitzis shol knaftehei. The tzitzis, the strings, could also be made out of katin, providing this beged is made out of katin. V'yim shol meshi, if it's made out of silk, who? Tzitzis shol meshi paitzavoy. If you have a silk beged, you're allowed to use silk strings also for the tzitzis. Uksiv semro pishtim. Gdilim taslucho de mashma, nami mehem tasle, it's a sliro, so mashma the string should only be from wool. The teretz is, sagrada could rubber. The yoma da knaf oslash minun, la tidra smuchin la mifta sharba godin, the vade mechayiv miyub tzitzis, the minun. According to Rava, all the godim, flax, silk, or cotton is mechayiv in tzitzis. Know what type of material you have to make the tzitzis from? The same material the beged is made from. Kamash malon dosak Rav Nachman, not like Rava. Av kol tla tidras haknaf hochid. Don't dash in the word haknaf hochid. El urcha de crow ulashminan the mitzvah tzitzis b'shnei minim tzva. That the mitzvah tzitzis derises from two different colors. Shnei chutim shel tchelis. He's just read this Rashi shita that when you had tchelis, there were two strings made from blue wool. Or shnei chutim shaloven and two chutim made out of white. Da'ino min kinaf to start meloven. That's the chiddush of min kinaf. That the tzitzis should have two colors to it. Should have blue and white. That's why we hold like Rav Nachman. That really only a wool beged is mechuyev midrais and tzitzis. No cotton beged. Either pasuk says min kinaf. That means the colors of the tzitzis should be two blue and two white. That's Rashi shita. The Rambam shita is that only one string is made out of tchelis. And only the string that you make around, you make the gedilim. The one you twirl around and around, that's supposed to be from tchelis. Yeah. Omer Rav Acha, Rei de Rav Rav Ashi. Letana de Rei Rabbi Shmuel, according to Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Maishno linyun tumo, de mar bishar begodim. How come, according to the second Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, we're saying all begodim is makabo tumo? Because the pasuk says by shrotzim oy begid that any type of a begid is makabel tumah. Or bezoy hochinami leimo l'rabba shar begodim miashet echasabu. How come he says that by tzitzis you only mechuyev in tzitzis a begid made out of wool or by flax? Why don't we use the extra pasuk of tzitzis miashet echasabu to come to tell me even a begid made out of other materials is also makabel tumah? Is also has a chiyev tzitzis. Rashi Maishno. Hey, Saliba the Rav Nachman Keboilo. According to Rav Nachman, the Yomar Av Kola Sui Tzitzis. Rav Nachman says, even though for Tumah, we're masking the Torah of Rabbi Shmuel, that from Oy HaBegid, all Shar Begodim is Bekabu Tumah, but Pum Tzitzis has this Chumrah, it's only made out of wool. Why? Because there's no Ribui. For at Gemara, there's a Ribui by the Pasha Tzitzis, it says Hashet Techasa. It says Rashi Hashet Techasa, Ribui the Krohu. It's like an extra Pasik. So why don't we dash from Hashet Techasa, but even Shar Begodim, material is also Mechuyev in Tzitzis. And the Gemara name is not extra. Ohula Siyek Sosuma. It's come to tell me, even though you have a Suma, a blind person, his Begodim that he wears, if he wears a wool in Tzitzis, he's Mechuyev in Tzitzis with the Yosa. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Urisa Moisei. The Torah says by Tzitzis, Urisa Moisei is supposed to see Tzitzis. We dash in Pratlik Suslaila. What's Potter from this Pasuk? Pajamas. A beggar that's miyuchot to wear for nighttime, that's Rashi Shita, that's potter from tzitzis. Even if you wear pajamas in the daytime, still you're potter from tzitzis. If it's providing it has four, I mean, the chiddush, even though it has four, even though it would have four corners to it, but since this beggar is miyuchot to wear for nighttime, it's potter from that tzitzis. That's from the pasuk Risim, I say. So the Gemara. You're telling me now, begodimless miyuchot for nighttime is potter from tzitzis. Or you ain't well a pratik susuma. Maybe it means a blind person. His begodim that he wears even in the daytime is also potim tzitzis. Because the pasuk says a reason, so maybe only somebody could see them, he's mechuyev in tzitzis. But a sumo that can't see his begodim, maybe he's potim in tzitzis. So it's Gemara no. Kishuayma, when the pasuk says ashet chasabo, there's an extra ribui. Mashm, anything you're wearing to cover yourself with, you're mechuyev in tzitzis. The pasuk says ashet chasabo, you're covering yourself with it. Is harei ksusumama. From this, the pasuk says a ksusum is also mechuyev in tzitzis. Hashet echasavo is covering himself with it. Since the sumer is covering himself with his beged, the sumer is mechuyev in tzitzis. That's what we do. So the word hashet echasavo has come to tell me a sumer has to wear tzitzis, and the reason my son has come to tell me a ksus laila is potum in a tzitzis. But I call upon him. I don't have any extra pasuk to tell me that a silk beged or a cotton beged is mechuyev in tzitzis. According to this Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rav Nachman, only Tzemer Pishtas Mechuyev in Tzitzis. How come we're saying the pasuk says the risa moisa it's a mir only somebody that could see the beged in chuyiv and tzitzis. So we're saying sus laila at night time or beged in yuchid for night his potem and tzitzis. Or my rayas the rabbis and you have another ribui of ashetachasabo or my rayas the rabbi suma or lahoitzik sus laila. How do we know this to say which one yes which one not? How do we know to say is suma is yem chuyiv and tzitzis and sus laila is potem and tzitzis? Maybe say pufaker. Who reads the mercy comes to tell me it's Suma is Potem in Atzitzis. And the Shetachasabo, even though begged, you wear at night, it was Mechuyiv in Atzitzis. How do you know which way is Potem, which way is Chayiv? So the Gemara, Marba Niksusum, it's more Mesarva to say a begged that a Suma wears is Mechuyiv in Atzitzis, Sheyesh Nebriyetz Lachirim. We're talking about he's wearing it by daytime. So since he's wearing it at daytime, other people, the Matthias, could see this begging. Even though the Suma himself can't see the begging, but other people could see the begging. So since other people could see the begging, that's called the Risa Moisein. Or Moitza Niksus Lailo. Mashenkin a beggar that's Myuchat, wear at the night time, Shein the Briyetz Lacherim. Nobody could see it at night. Normal at night you have no light, so you can't see it at night time. It's as more Mistabra to say, Ksus Lailo is Potem in Atzitis. But a Suma is Potem. For the Gemara V'Emo, L'Rava Shar B'Godim. Now back to Rishon Lakish, like maybe Ashet Chasabo is not come to tell me that a Suma is Mechuyiv in Tzitzis. Maybe it's come to tell me Shar B'Godim. According to Rav Nachman, according to the Rabbi Shmuel, he says only Tzem Rapishtin. Maybe Ashet Chasabo, the extra post, is telling me no. Not only Tzem Rapishtin, but even all other materials also Mechuyiv in Tzitzis, if it has Dalat Kanfois. And the Gemara Mistabro. Koi with Samuel Pishtin, if the Pasuk is talking about Samuel Pishtin, Marbot Samuel Pishtin. Ashet Chasabo, it's a Rebuy in a beggar of Samuel Pishtin, it has a Rebuy. What's the Rebuy? That a blind person, if he wears a beggar made out of wool, he's Mechuyiv in Tzitzis. But we're talking about wool, it passed to make a Rebuy in wool. Of a Koi with Samuel Pishtin. So Pasuk is talking about Samuel Pishtin, and it says Ashet Chasabo, you have to cover yourself with it. Ma'am Bashar, but God in the Tat Mustafra, make a place to come to tell me, the next place to say, Psham the Postik, Ashat Chasabo, has come to tell me, Shar Begodim is also Mechuyiv in Tzitzis. It's not Mustafra. The Postik says, Claude Samuel Pishtin, wool and flax. So Mashma only those two. I have a Kasha, the Postik says also, Ashat Chasabo, Mashma you cover yourself with, it's more Geshmak to say. It means to come tell me a Sumo, a blind person. Because what beggar is he wearing? He's also wearing a beggar sol shemra pishtin. So it's more mistarv with a beggar sol shemra pishtin is mechuyiv, a ribu, this beggar, rather than to be marba or the type of a godim altogether. Let's see, Rashi. Asher techas is a Rashi, ribuyi the crow. It's an extra posik. Lechsus laila. Rashiter is ksus hamyuchud laila. It's like pajamas. Even if you wear pajamas in the daytime, you'd also be mechuyiv, you'll be potter from sitters according to Rashi. Because the miyat is a beged miyuchad alayla, tlein echayiv. And who did it come down? Chumra fakert. A beged like our sitters, that's miyuchad, wear in the daytime, if you wear it at nighttime, you are mechuyiv in sitters according to Rashi Shita. Sheyeshtim briyetz lacherim, lekarin and beirisam lacherim biyoin. A blind person, when he wears his beged, since other people see it at the daytime, that's called risam, I say. The pasuk of Ashet Chasa can't come and say fakert from Urisim. Shein of Ria, Mashenkin at night time, nobody sees it. Vima bin Elohim Ashet Chasa, but if you're going to darshan from Ashet Chasa, even Iksus Lailo, or was like Kriakris Le Risim, your mom is going head on collision, connect the word pasuk Urisim. Here the Torah says Urisim, you have to see it, and after you say at night time, you're even sit, at night time you can't see it. As if you only dash in Ksus Suma, a blind person's godim, there's no stereo. I says Arisa Moisoi, the Tarek is other people could see his begid. The balance by daytime that people could see his begid, even a Suma could be Mechuyiv in Tzitzis. But if you can dash in, even at nighttime is Mechuyiv in Tzitzis, nobody could see it then, to see it, to Arisa. The aim of the Rabbi Shabbat of Rashi will like Ksus Suma, Koi bit Semu Pishtin Kudiyoma, the Somach Semu Pishtin Magdilim. Marbek sus suma december pishim. It's more mistar for the pasuk. It's talking about wool will be marbek chidish in wool. That even a blind person has the chiyuv to wear tzitzis. Of a marbek shar begodim etzmiya. It's not mistar for. If you're talking about wool and flax, you don't go to be marbek other begodim. That's why we leave it that we're only marbek sus suma. So this is according to Rav Nachman. That's one sheet lalalocha. But it's not. This machlokes is showing them clear how we paskin. Do we say tzitzis is only mechuyev on semra pishtim midiraisa, or do we say no, all sharp begodim is also mechuyev? Zot weiter. Omer Abaye. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer. That's the first doom we have, that he says Kol Yotzim and Eitz does not have a Tumah Sholosh or Sholosh. V'sumchis and Sumchis Halacha is Omer Dover Echad. They both say one Halacha. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer Hodi Amor, that we had already before, that he says anything coming out of Eitz, like Katin, if the Beged is 3 by 3 inches, it has no Kabbalah's Tumah. And Melech could use it to put on top of the Schach. Because since it's not Makavo Tumor, you could use it for Schach. Sumchis, what Sumchis Halacha? Titania. Sumchis Oimer. Sichacha, if you put Schach on top of your Sukkim, the Tovui with material that was woven already, it's Psula. Why? If Nation Matama bin Goyim. Because it could be Matama bin Goyim. Is Keman, Kihai Tan. Goes like this Tan. The Tanan. Shesi Ve'eriv Matama bin Goyim Miyad. That Shestiver means the raw material. As soon as you wove it and made a cross and along with it, right away it's Makabal Tumas Nagoyim. Divre Reb Meir Zelt Reb Meir. We have Yehudu Ay Menoy. Ha Shesi, when is the Shesi, the material going up? That's Misha Yishla. That's only after you got finished heating it up that the wool, the flax became white. The Erev, the material going straight across Miyad. That's Makabal Tumas right away. For any Shopishin, if you have the pieces of flax, then it's only Mekabotum and Mishis Lavdum, after it became white. But before you whitened it out, you didn't heat it up, you didn't cook it up, you didn't boil it up yet, it's not Mekabotum. Let's see Rashi, what does Sumchas Gadu with Shimon Eloza? Rashi, Omru Dover Echad, the Dover Hamif bin Goyim, anything, Dover Hametam bin Goyim, anything that has Tumas bin Goyim to it, is Zayim Masachachin. The Yafagav, the Yainim Hametam bin Tumas Maga. Even though it has a tumas maga, but as long as it has a tumas negoyim, he can't use it for schach. He saw the yamorin chutz mipishtin. That was a Shimon ben Elozer. He said kol yoytzim and eitz is not makabel tumah, and you can put it for schach chutz mina pishtin. Pishtin is called eitz, but pishtin is makabel tumas negoyim, even though it's only gimelatz boys, but gimelatz boys. Therefore, a piece of flax that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, you're not allowed to put on top of the sukkah for schach, but that's makabel tumah. So that goes according to Sumchis also. Because Sumchis said, B'tovay psula, avi it's woven a little bit, it's puzzle. So Rashi, Hode amor kutz me pishtin, V'loi kama kutz me beged pishtin, Mash ma'afagav la beged, even though it's not a beged, Shle nitfu, it wasn't woven yet. Could go in oinin, a piece of raw flax, Oy nitfu, it was woven, V'loi nereg, nitfu means it was spun, V'loi nereg, it wasn't woven yet. Is ein mesachin, you can't use it for schach. Because for Shortzim, you have to have a good begin. Here, even though it's not, doesn't have a shame begin, it has a tumas negoyim to it, therefore you can't use it for skach. Sichcha betovi. Hoyu lematama benegoyim. Tirsiv oy beshesi oy beriv. Who are then namely oinen? Who are then a piece of flax? Mishi is lavnu, soon it became white. Why did not get tovi? Why does it say it was spun? Lashmina the tovi matama miyad. If it was spun, the material, it's matama right away. Did fiyosi hu gemar malachta leboyish yishla. If you spun the flax, then it's makamotum even before mishishli, before you cleaned it. Keman omr sumchis lo kreb meya. The yoma matama miyad shenitfu. As soon as you spin the flax, right away it's makamotum. Yeah, next Rashi, Yehor Tanak Reb Yehuda, Mishishla, Shiyushoy Lenoisim in Ayur, as soon as you take it out of the bigger pot, Shasholke Noisim Bolalavnoi, you used to cook up the flax in hot water to make it white, that was Makabel Tumah, Mishishlavnum, Betan, as soon as you make it white. So Mele Sumcha that says, as soon as you metav tovui, as soon as you spun it, right away it's Makabel Tumah, that goes according to us, Reb Shimon ben Elozer, that he says, any type of flax, it doesn't say it has to be a begin. Now any piece of flax that be is 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, it's roy to makabel tumas the goyim, therefore you can't use it for schach. So they both said the exact same halacha. You're holding the Avchov Zayin on the base by the Mishnah. Kol ha-yoytzim min ha-eitz is a madlikim boy. Material that comes out of a tree, you can't use it for the wicks to make near Shabbos with. Hezei madlikim bo here means to use it for the psila, for the wick. Ela pishtin, only pishtin flax. Flax is the only thing, even though it's called eight, that comes out of the tree, still you could use it for a wick. That's flax. V'chol hayoytzim neit, anything that comes out of a tree, eina metame tumas oilim. It doesn't have a tumas oil on it. An oil is a pshat if you have a roof on top of a mace,
So we had before that the halacha is Ereshin, the tumah goes up to the roof. It's matama the roof, and then the tumah comes down, and any keli underneath the roof is also tummy. So this is halacha. What about the roof itself? Is the roof itself makabel tumah or not? So kol hayotze min eitz eino matama tumas oilim. If you have beams, wood for the roof, so even though it's an oil, it's not matama. It itself is not makabel tumah. Elapishtin, only flax. Flax is the only material, even though it's called an eitz. If you use an ur, a skin of flax, or a sheet of flax on top, and you have a mace underneath, that makes an oil, and the flax is also tummy. So, drashim madlikim boy lasas psila. The Mishnah is talking about making the wicks. Mi canvas from canvas, or beged canvas mit temegefen. Either from a type of a canvas, that's also something that grows like flax off the grass, or else mit temegefen from cotton. If you can't use cotton, or you can't use canvas for the wicks, only flax. Einem etam atumas oilim, im osa mehen oil. If you made an oil from wood, v'hameis tachtov, and the mace is underneath one side of the wood, heve kishar bayis, it's like a din of a house. V'yein tzorach lahat filo oil, atzmo. You don't have to be toivol the tent itself. If the oil itself is not makabel tumah. D'loi kibul tumah ele kelim shetachtov. Only the kelim underneath it, that's halach of oil hameis. But the roof should become tumah. If it's a wood, it's not makabel tumah. Just like a house. The house is not makabel tumah either. Ela tishtin, sha'af oil tumah. Even the oil itself becomes tumah. Kedichsev, the pasuk says, v'hizo al oil. You have to make hazo al oil. The Gemara yalav to the pishtin mishtoi kura. The pasuk is talking about pishtin, even though it's called eitz. This pishtin is yeh makabel tumah's oil. Zoti Gemara. Me no longer the pishtin it creates. How do we know this? You say that pishtin is called eitz. The Chura pishtin flax grows off a type of grass. It's a grass coming out of the ground that has white stalks on it. In the white stalks, you have the pishtin. And how do you know it's called an eitz? Oma mazutra di yom akro. But he says by Yoshua, by the Meraglim, vihi, by vihi halosam hagogo, she brought them up to the roof. But it name be pishtayates, and she hid them in pishtin and flax ha'ates. So see, the pasuk calls it pishtin ha'ates. Yeah. So that's the raya flax is also called from the tree. Right. V'ha'yotze min eitz einem matama tumas oilim ela pishtin. Only flax is the only thing that if you make an oil out of flax, then the oil itself is makabel tumah. But if it's made out of any other material that comes out of wood, it's not makabel tumah. So Toyez asked the Kash, even though he had the Gemara before, by a Tumas or by a Marda, his Mashma, anything you have over the oil itself becomes Tummy, and even though it wasn't Paseach Tevach, so Toyez says, there is talking about a piece of wood that's not Kavua, it's not like a house. Here we're talking about something you Mechubra to the Karka, you made like a house out of it. Once it becomes like a house itself is not Makabel Tumah. And no other than any wood is not makabel tumah. Only an oil made out of pishtin is makabel tumah. But if it's not kavua, you just have a beam over the mace, then the mace brings the tumah and it comes down. The oil itself is also makabel tumah. Yeah. So the Gemara Minol. Maybe I made a mistake yet. I said we're finished with tumah. There's another sugi, another blot of tumah yet. The Gemara Minol. How do we know this yisoid that pishtin flax is here makabel tumah? Omer Reb Loza, Gomar oil oil mi Mishkan. We learn out the Yisoid of oil by mace. The Torah says the oil is tomei.